I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil for WMPR News. The nation's highest-ranking military officer delivered the keynote address at this year's Gino Auriemma Leadership Conference organized by UConn School of Business. General Dempsey began his talk recalling the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 and the moment President John F. Kennedy was being briefed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Dempsey showed the audience a picture of the actual sheet of paper Kennedy was doodling on at the time of the briefing, drawing small pictures and words that symbolized the many options he had before him to deal with the crisis. Dempsey says Kennedy's doodle was one way the president thought through his next steps, ultimately deciding on a naval blockade of Cuba.
As the story goes, it worked. We're still sitting here, and a nuclear exchange and a military exchange was avoided. But what I'm reminded of is that you make decisions always in uncertainty. There's never enough information.
He went on to say the timing of decision-making is all the more difficult when dealing with what he calls a drive for immediacy. Dempsey pointed to the four-week-old air campaign against the so-called Islamic State in the Middle East.
People are asking, what happened? Why is it that this threat is still manifesting itself in parts of Iraq and Syria? It's mind-numbing, frankly, for anyone to think that you could overcome what arguably I think is probably about 20 years of unrest and disenfranchisement and sectarian and religious conflict in the Middle East, that you could overcome it in 4 weeks with an air campaign.
As chief military advisor to the president and the secretary of defense, General Dempsey travels around the world to meet with his counterparts. He says successful leaders must build relationships and establish networks while striving for innovation. He says if the U.S. military only relied on its might, it would not succeed. Dempsey says trust in leadership is just as important and is what contributes to the military's strength.